Psalms 119, 129 through 135. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I long for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. God's word is wonderful. It is the light of life to the soul. It is understanding. It is God's mercy and his direction, deliverance from oppression, and the teachings of life, even eternal life, and it is all found in Christ Jesus. Proverbs chapter 2, 1 through 5 speaks of God's word as hid treasures. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. If I bow down my ear unto the words of God, I will find the very knowledge of God. Have you been born again? Are you ready to bow down your ear to God's word and find his hid treasures for you and your family? Are you ready to have all your sin and shame expunged from your record and to start a brand new life and discover the very knowledge of God? You can do it now, right now. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now, for today's subject. God said, Ephesians chapter 3, 17 through 19, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. God said, Hebrews chapter 1, 10 through 12, and thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. God said, 2 Timothy 3:7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Man said, teaching children about God and his so-called Bible is child abuse. Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said feature article 700 that will for the 700th time confirm the full inerrancy of God's majority text Holy Bible. All of these features are archived here in text and streaming audio for the edification of the blood-bought and as ammunition in the battle for the souls of men. Be sure to take advantage of three very useful tools on God Said, Man Said. One, you have questions? God has answers. Whatever your question, type a keyword into the search bar top right and watch the screen populate with related information from Adam and Eve to quantum physics. Two, use the tell a friend feature above to send a message to someone you love. It is so quick and easy. Number three, imagine you can download nearly 170 hours of God Said, Man Said features to your electronic device. Listen to one every day. Thank you for visiting. May God's face shine upon you with light and truth. 2 Timothy 3:7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Man's academic pursuits continually come knocking on the gospel's door, but they can't come in. Only the childlike enter here. Today's science continues to ask what they suppose are some of the hard questions, but these are questions that the children of the book readily have the answers to. When scientists arrive at their newest discovery, if they would take the time to look, they would discover the childlike students of the Bible are already there. Be of good cheer, saints. You will never be ashamed to say Jesus Christ is the Lord of glory. To set the table for one of science's newest theories, Consider some of their latest discoveries that the Word of God declared thousands of years before their Eureka moment. The Bible teaches that all you see has been spoken into existence out of that which is invisible by God's words, everything. Scientists were shocked when they discovered that DNA, which houses the building instructions for all life, gives its instructions via a four-letter alphabet grammatically structured in words, sentences, paragraphs, chapters, and books. One of the researchers working on the government's genome project said that what they were discovering was genius upon genius, and no one in their group believes that it simply evolved. 3,000 years ago, God describes the DNA principle in Psalms chapter 139. God's word teaches that words and light are interchangeable. Psalms 119:130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. Note that the words enter. Jesus speaks of an individual whose eye is single, focused on the word of God, and as a result, the whole body would be filled with light. Luke 11:34-36. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thy eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thy eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. Molecular biologists were stunned to discover that all of the body's cells are outfitted with a laser more sophisticated than anything we have manufactured. When our bodies are full of God's word, the cells communicate energetically with light. Scientists call it the language of light. Once a cell ceases to emit light, it is dead. Words and light, they're interchangeable. God's word is laden with dietary instructions that today's nutritionists are just beginning to unlock. Instructions that promote life and promote it more abundantly. Imagine, there is even a type of spiritual umbilical cord, and food is connected to it. The name of this website is GodSaidManSaid.com. Here, a four-step proof text is used to confirm by credible third-party sources the full inerrancy of Holy Writ. This site's largest proof category is God Said, Man Said, the record, where a commandment of God is highlighted, man's disregard is noted, and the deadly results are recorded. For example, God heavily commands against fornication, which is any sexual activity outside the marriage bed, including premarital sex, adultery, homosexuality, bestiality, pedophilia, and more. Instead of obeying this commandment of God, men have instead promoted fornication of every sort. As a result, the world's population is infested with sexually transmitted diseases. Today, 70 million U.S. residents are afflicted with sexually transmitted warts and lesions, and that is just the beginning of the horrendous, deadly maladies. Noah Webster, in his 1828 Dictionary of the English Language, defines the word truth, and in that definition he cites as his first example of its use, John 17:17, "Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth." God's word is wonderful. Science's latest speculations again find themselves knocking on heaven's door. The headline on the cover of the August 2014 Scientific American reads, "The Black Hole at the Beginning of Time," and the subhead reads, "Do we live in a holographic mirage from another dimension?" The Word of God speaks of four dimensions, the breadth and length and depth and height. The following paragraphs are from Scientific American. "The universe appears to us to exist in three dimensions of space and one of time, a geometry that we will refer to as the three-dimensional universe. In our scenario, this three-dimensional universe is merely the shadow of a world with four spatial dimensions. Specifically, our entire universe came into being during a stellar implosion in this super-universe, an implosion that created a three-dimensional shell around a four-dimensional black hole. Our universe is that shell. The success of holography has convinced many scientists that more is at work here than a simple mathematical transformation. Perhaps the boundaries between dimensions are less stable than we thought. Perhaps the rules of the cosmos are written in another set of dimensions and translated into the three we perceive. Perhaps, like Plato's prisoners, our personal circumstances have tricked us into believing the world is three-dimensional, when in fact a deeper understanding of what we perceive will come only when we look for explanations in the fourth dimension. The second reason that our four-dimensional universe is worth thinking about is because a close study of this universe could help us understand deep questions about the origin and nature of the cosmos. Consider, for example, the Big Bang, the primordial flash that brought our universe into existence. Modern cosmology holds that the Big Bang was immediately followed by inflation, a period of rapid expansion of space in which the early universe increased its volume by a factor of 10 to the 78th power or more. Yet this expansion provides no insight into what caused the Big Bang. Our four-dimensional universe, in contrast, gives us an answer to the ultimate mystery: where did the universe come from? Of course, even as the holographic Big Bang resolves one giant question, the origin of our universe, it simultaneously raises a new set of mysteries. Foremost among them, where did our universe's parent universe come from? End of quotes. When they finally arrive at the answer, they will discover that the children of faith are already there. On the lead page of Scientific American's feature, The Black Hole at the Beginning of Time, you'll find the following statement: is the Big Bang and all that came from it a holographic mirage from another dimension? The Earth and its universe may not be what man's science supposes, but God will finally fold it up like a vesture, and the childlike will, as always, be right there. God said, Ephesians chapter 3, 17 through 19, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. God said, Hebrews chapter 1, 10 through 12, and thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. God said, 2 Timothy 3, verse 7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Man said, teaching children about God and his so-called Bible is child abuse. Now you have the record.